It's time for the interactive portion of Arts Alive, when we welcome to the microphone Dean Rob Cudieta of the USC Thornton School of Music. And today, Dean Rob, first of all, welcome.
Well, nice to be here, Gail.
Today, I think it's safe to say one of the youngest of our listeners has asked a question that certainly stumped me, and you seem to be quite confident that you've got the answer.
I do.
And here's the question. When did music start? This from a young daughter of a member of the L.A. Chamber Orchestra string section. When did music start?
Yeah, well, I'll bet the mother really wanted to know the answer to this but thought it was a dumb question, but it's actually a wonderful, wonderful question. Throughout culture, throughout civilization, we have seen evidence of music as long as we have had language. We know that through cave drawings of people who are playing what seem to be rhythm instruments, either pounding on logs or shaking things. We also see evidence of dance of some kind. So really we don't know when it started, but we know that it has been parallel with speech development, and it goes back to the earliest men. And what's interesting is they've never found a culture that has not had music in its history, and it's only a human trait. But it gets to another question which people have really explored, not when did it start, but how did it start? What is this thing called music that's clearly just a human phenomenon? And there's three huge theories on this. First theory really comes down to divine creation, and we find that this is in many cultures. The Bible credits Jubal, a seventh generation descendant of Cain, as the inventor of music. In Greek mythology, we see that there are several gods or goddesses. Athena invented the song, Pan invented reed instruments, and Hermes the flute. If we go to Hindu, Brahma, the supreme spirit of the universe, created music. And in the Chinese, legendary emperor Fu Xi created it. So we see that throughout many cultures, there's this idea that it was created and put here. Then the second one is kind of functional theories, and these became very popular in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. And that's that there was a functional need for music. And one was imitation, that we imitated bird songs, or we heard the rhythms of crickets, and we just started imitating that. Or it was for communication, the extension of the mating call, and it became more elaborate, became music. The work song theory, which meant that early workers had to coordinate their efforts, whether hunting or planting, and it was a way to coordinate through rhythms, and it evolved into music. Impassioned speech, that as speech developed and people get more excited, it would turn into some kind of song or chant, something like
a Wagner opera.
Yeah, exactly. Melodic speech, that, you know, when we speak, and many cultures even are more so than English, melodic, that eventually turned into song. And kind of the need to communicate over long distances, which is like the work song theory, but it was almost like oral smoke signals that became almost a Morse code that evolved into music. So there's this very, very functional group of theories as well. And then the third category is really the evolution theories, and that's that as the brain developed and was hardwired to recognize patterns, we recognize patterns visually, but we also recognize patterns orally. And as it got developed, we started exploring oral patterns, and we got enjoyment from figuring them out. And that enjoyment, so as we found more patterns, we made the patterns more complex, which led to more enthusiasm. And before we know it, yes, we had Wagner.
Well, you know, it's funny because this touches on a question that we had a couple of weeks ago. Do people remember pitches?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Clearly the joy, just the sheer pleasure, the visceral pleasure of having a tune in your head.
Sure.
Obviously was part of that evolution.
Sure, absolutely. Because, again, the brain, that's what it does best, is recognize patterns in everything we do. So it makes sense that it comes along that way. I think the common belief right now is that that's how it evolved, in combination with the functional way. Because as we started using this, we got enjoyment out of it, but we also found that it was very, very useful for all the things we talked about, work songs, everything else. And we still find music is very functional. It functions on commercials, it functions in movies, celebrations, when the president comes in, you know, there's always music. So it still has that extremely functional aspect to it.
Well, thank you for a sweeping answer to a
to what seemed like an easy question.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, see you next week.
Thanks. Thank you, Gail.